Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand are live from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. You can hear the podcast of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com.
There's a red moon rising on the Cuyahoga River, rolling into Cleveland to the lake. There's a red moon rising on the Cuyahoga River.
I don't get why we play this for Cleveland. Like, you should play the Cleveland Rocks song or something. This is dreadful. Totally dreadful, this song.
It's better than the Drew Barry.
You sound dead. There's no energy, Jim.
You have zero energy.
You had a report like this yesterday.
Perfectly describes Cleveland.
Yeah, but I don't care about describing Cleveland. I care about a radio show.
Yeah, but you get a report like this, they deserve this. They deserve this suck song.
The song blows.
The report blew yesterday.
All right, so the report yesterday from Adam Schefter was this. Source, Browns want to interview Condoleezza Rice for head coaching job. From Adam Schefter, the king of NFL media. He writes, Browns general manager John Dorsey said last week that he was open to hiring a woman as Cleveland's next head coach, and one prominent name is on the team wish list to interview. The Browns would like to interview former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice for the job, a source told ESPN.
First thing I thought is poor Baker Mayfield. You finally got this young talent, a team with a lot of talent, a lot of good young talent. Maybe you could put something together around this kid. You're going to bring in a person, and I said this yesterday, a person, they start getting attacked on Twitter. We hate women. We now know you're racist. No. It's a person with zero experience in the National Football League. Is all of a sudden going to become a head coach and be a decision maker for a football team in game to lead these men. I like Condoleezza Rice. This has nothing to do with Condoleezza Rice. From what she did, as Secretary of State, in the job that she held, from a leadership standpoint, football's a little different from all other sports.
Here's what John Dorsey said in a statement after this report surfaced. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is a great leader, possesses the highest possible character, and also happens to be a Browns fan.
Oh, good for her.
I have the utmost respect and admiration for all she's accomplished, and was honored to meet her for the first time earlier this season. Our coaching search will be thorough and deliberate, but we are still in the process of composing the list of candidates, and Secretary Rice has not been discussed. Does that say that she won't get consideration for the Browns job?
Stop it.
Does it or does it not?
I think that statement put an end to this ridiculous discussion yesterday.
Condoleezza Rice provided a statement of her own, taking herself out of the running by saying, I love my Browns, and I know they will hire an experienced coach to take us to the next level. On a more serious note, I do hope the NFL will start to bring women into the coaching profession as position coaches and eventually coordinators and head coaches. One doesn't have to play the game to understand it and motivate players, but experience counts. And it is time to develop a pool of experienced women coaches. By the way, I'm not ready to coach, but I would like to call a play or two next season if the Browns need ideas. And at no time will I call for a pre-vet defense. That is from former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
That's a good fun statement.
On her Facebook page. So she says, no, I'm not going for this job. But let me tell you something. What do you think happened?
Adam Schefter, of all people, like
the guy who never gets anything
wrong.
I'm
sitting here laughing at it. The guy that's covered the league forever gets this piece, little tidbit.
You think Adam Schefter just puts that out there like on a whim or from a bad source?
I mean, you've got to double down and check a couple sources on this. Which means that somebody's talking about it, or Schefter doesn't hang as you know what's out there on the line. Because then he's got to hurry up and give the statement at the Browns release later in the day.
Twitter went nuts yesterday over this.
Okay, John Dorsey said last week that he would hire a woman to be the head coach. Right? Did he not?
I guess. Yes.
That's what he said 5 days ago. I would like to see a man of character. I would like to see a man who can lead young men. I would like to see a man who has high football acumen. I just want the best possible head coach. It could be a woman, too. Do not look at me like that. I'm serious. Who knows? We will look at everything. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That was public statement.
This is how bad Hugh Jackson was. This is how bad Hugh Jackson was. That you would consider anything or anybody. Anybody is better than what Hugh Jackson gave you. God. How'd that Hugh Jackson hire go for Cincinnati yesterday? How'd they fare? What was the score of that Cincinnati game, Jim? A kiss of death. Mush.
The 24-21, the Ravens won, right?
Yeah. Nice job, Hugh. Probably told him how to contain Lamar Jackson. Probably had some inside scoop for him.
So the to cover where women are in the coaching profession in the NFL, Catherine Smith was the first full-time employee to be a coach in the NFL.
Linebackers, right?
And that was special teams in Buffalo.
Yeah, Rex Ryan. He was crowing about the pregame show about being the first one to hire a woman.
Katie Sowers is on the staff in San Francisco. That's another one. And Kelsey Martinez is the strength and conditioning coach for the Raiders. I don't think strength and conditioning is someone that's transitioning to the football side. That's a pretty specific thing. Right. So you've got one employed, one currently unemployed, one female assistant in the entire league. So if you're hiring, if you're John Dorsey last week and you're saying you're going to be open to hiring a female head coach, right? Wouldn't it have to be someone that is completely outside the box? Because if you go and hire someone, a low-level assistant.
No, it has to be one of the assistants. It has to be one of the assistants.
There's only one.
Yeah, it has to be that person.
Really? And you think that's a good look?
No, but that's a better look than hiring somebody with no experience. That's like saying, you know what? I'm going to hire Mark Bertrand as my next head coach in the NFL. You have just as much experience as Condoleezza Rice.
Do you know how old she is?
You know who has more experience than you? The one that's
already working. Condoleezza Rice is 64. And not that the age should be a thing, but we're talking about this guy here that we're down here and I'm doing TV for, who's been around the game for 41 years. The ins and outs, and all he does is eat, sleep, and drink.
We're talking about, is he almost done?
Now all of a sudden you're going to bring a 64-year-old woman in to coach.
Can I tell you the chief reason why I believe the report is not bullcrap?
Why?
Do you know who the chief strategy officer is for the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
It's analytics guy.
You ever seen the movie Moneyball?
Yep.
Do you remember the guy played by Jonah Hill?
Yep.
Remember Jonah Hill's character in Moneyball?
That's him.
That would be Paul DePodesta.
Yep.
Paul DePodesta, who is an analytics guy, statistical guy, was with the Oakland A's in the Moneyball, rise under Billy Beane, went on to work for other clubs, the Dodgers most notably, and now he's the chief strategy officer for the Cleveland Browns. If you could find a guy who thinks that coaching and management of the team itself is not all that important. We talked about this in baseball, right? How the importance on managers has become less and less in the age of analytics.
Jerry Francesco.
If you want to find a guy who would believe in doing something like this, I think your guy is Paul DePodesta. So is John Dorsey on board? Maybe not. And John Dorsey put out the statement. But do I think that Adam Schefter made this up out of thin air? Nope. Someone in Cleveland wanted to float that idea.
This isn't Mary Kay. This isn't Mary Kay Cabot.
And you know what? The intended person may not be Condoleezza Rice. It could be another woman that has no experience.
A man with no experience.
Could be that too. But they wanted to
float.
Could
be Jody Foster.
What's the guy at East Carolina? The guy who used to be in charge of TD Ameritrade. Do you remember when they did that?
No.
Do you remember how they hired their coach 5 or 6 years ago?
Carolina, I think it was Coastal Carolina.
What did I say? East Carolina?
Yeah.
Who's their head coach? I'll look it up. The same type of thing there where people are like, what? What are you doing with this guy? Oh, you'll have to.
It's ridiculous, though. Clock management?
Joe Moglia. That's who it is. He was used to be a TD Ameritrade, and then he is still on the board there, but he's the head coach of Coastal Carolina. Remember when that happened? And it's worked out. They've been good with him as their head coach. I think they just finished up like going to full FBS level. Probably doing a better job than UMass is doing of that. But I think, first of all, I think it's ridiculous. I'm with you. What are you doing?
I think BC should hire.
Let me just put that out there. I think the thought of doing this
for like a program
of
like
hiring
like
someone
Boston College.
Yeah, I just
like get
feel,
experience.
No, I feel like hiring someone who has no football coaching experience is foolish. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, take the name, take the
ridiculous.
Gender out. Take the gender.
Thank you. That's why I kept it the person.
The whole thing is
that's
ridiculous.
Why I kept it the person. The I get hammered for saying it's person.
But I don't think Schefter's full of it, and I don't think Schefter's report is bad. Someone in Cleveland wanted this out there. Somebody wanted it out there. And if I had to guess, it's DePodesta. That's who it is. Because he would consider doing something crazy and that outside of the box, because that's exactly who he is. His whole life, his whole career is built on being completely outside of the box and doing things that people would say is completely nuts. Certainly unconventional.
This is ridiculous.
That's why
this
I think
ridiculous.
There is some truth in this thing.
I can't believe it.
This was done with a purpose. This report was not a mistake.
I'm on Team Francesa.
Not a mistake. Of course the idea is ridiculous. That's not, there's no debate there.
Yeah, nobody.
Who's going to say, no, it's a good idea? Come on. I'm just telling you, I think there's some truth in this. I'm not writing off the report because of those two statements that were put out. Condoleezza Rice is, I mean, you take that at face value. She's saying, I'm not going for the job. I mean,
good
she,
for her.
She controls that. But John Dorsey's? Yeah, we'll see about that. We'll see what you guys come up with on this list of candidates.
That hard knocks with Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, I'd watch that.
And all these presidents coming by and visiting. Hey, how you doing? We're bringing Air Force One in today. Say hi.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Cole Powell's here.
Yeah, W is going to be teaching the linebackers.
Thank you.
Colin Powell is going to be the guy.
Norman Schwarzkopf is going to be your goal line defensive coach.
617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls coming up right after this.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe and the Beatle. Zoe and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's Zolak and Bertrand, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub and online at 98.5thesportshub.com.
What's up?
You okay?
It's just a weird reentry Monday.
Why?
It's a long day because we're back down here and it's an extended type day.
Long day for you, Jim?
No, why is it a long day?
It's a long day for me. I mean,
not a long day for me, for Jim, for Hardy.
It's a good day.
For T-Bone.
It's good. It's okay. T-Bone. Captain's in.
I mean, we're down here at Gillette for you.
It's weird. It's weird being here on Monday.
So don't start complaining about it being a long day.
I appreciate it. It's nice.
We created a little more work last night because we're in here, not in studio, but not a long day today.
Yeah. Let's go to your calls. Paul's in the car today. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
I don't know.
What's up?
I read that report yesterday about the Browns. I can't believe it would be true. You got my call because I was thinking, although I was just doing some homework while I was waiting, I think the Bears hired somebody who was kind of like a moonlighter in and out of football.
Mark Trestman. But
Trestman coached.
Yeah, he was
coached
a coach. He'd been like a lifelong coach. He coached up in Canada.
He was a Youngstown State, I think, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good quarterback guru.
He kind of bounced. Like, so I thought he was like.
I used to go to his camps when I was in high school.
Yeah, I know he, I was just reading, he did play, but I also know he was like, he was a big attorney or
he's a football
something.
Lifer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
All right.
Thanks,
Mark Trestman had NFL experience by the time he had become the head coach with the Chicago Bears in 2013. Here, let me go down his resume. He doesn't qualify. He was an NFL coach from 1985 through the year. Let me just take a quick rundown here. In the NFL coaching as an assistant.
19 years.
That's nearly 20 years of experience as a host of different things.
Okay.
Running backs, quarterbacks.
So a good football background.
Offensive coordinator.
Right. I understand systems.
Multiple times, multiple teams.
Okay, good.
You've been an offensive coordinator four times.
Play caller.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. And then he went to NC State for
third
a couple
12.
Of years.
Here's your personnel. What am I thinking? Give me your top five plays. Boom, go.
So he spent 19 years in the NFL, became an offensive coordinator for a couple of seasons at NC State, and then he became a head coach up in Canada for 4 years. Then he went to the Bears.
Yep.
So that's a life. That guy had spent his life in football. That is not going outside the box. Zinni in Woburn. Zinni.
What's up, Zin?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Yeah, so back in 14, after the Ray Rice incident, Condoleezza Rice, she had a bunch of senators backing her up to overthrow Goodell as commissioner and replace her in there.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. She's not going to be the commissioner.
No, but I could actually
I was just saying that.
See that type of
but
a
that
job
at least makes
interest
sense.
To where, you know, she's a control side. You know what I mean? The day-to-day of operations of coaching a football team and dealing with 53 different individuals and doing it to where you've got all this type of experience. And we sit here and we make fun of Matt Patricia because he doesn't have experience and he's trying to tell the press what to do. Could you imagine what if the Browns would start 0-6 and she was coaching the pushback and stuff that she would get on the other end? Francesa heard of this yesterday. Did you hear the Francesa stuff? It was on Funhouse. He lost his mind on his Sunday football show. What are you going to do? Are you going to have our coach against Belichick? No.
You're going to tell me.
You are going to mean that she's going to coach an NFL team? I don't know what's going on anymore.
So let me get this straight. The Browns want to interview Condoleezza Rice.
A pause.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all we're going to get
from
that.
Wow, that was good, Tom.
Anything else?
For their head coaching job. Somebody explain to me on the Browns her qualifications to be the head coach of the Cleveland. So you're telling me that the Browns feel in their coaching search, one of the requirements is not any experience in football to be the head football coach. She has never, ever had a position with any football operation of any kind in her life. She has never coached on any level for a day. And she's going to be the head coach of an NFL team? So what you're saying is that it doesn't take any ability or any experience to be the head coach of a football team.
Right.
He's getting angry now. My sister texted. She goes, I've followed you around for 40 years. She goes, I know what a 3-4 is. I know what a 4-3 is. I know what a backside blitz is.
Right.
She goes, I know more football. I've seen more football over the years. She goes, I could never coach a team. She goes, it's ridiculous. She's even angry. She's a woman. And this isn't about a woman and a man. This is not. So don't take this the wrong way.
Rusty in New Hampshire.
What's
Rusty?
Rusty.
What's up, Beetle? How's it going, John?
Hi.
Hey, I went to college with Dorsey at UConn, and he's kind of a cheeky dude. You know, I think you got to give him credit for having a good sense of humor for taking the job in Cleveland to start with.
Yeah.
You know,
he's got his work cut out for him, but, I mean, they got a lot of talent.
Do you think you would consider hiring Condoleezza Rice?
No, man. I think that he's just, you know, trying to roll with the punches a little bit and you know, sometimes we make football into a life or death situation. I think they're just trying to have some fun with it.
Well, I think he knows her, obviously, and he knows the background there and how she's a fan. And I think he released that statement, said, hey, I respect the hell out of her. But you've got the quarterback now. You can't screw this up. Like, this isn't about, okay, we got Josh McCown in. We got a bridge quarterback in here. Or you got an Alex Smith. Poor kid yesterday, Alex Smith. I don't feel too bad. $71 million guaranteed for a busted leg. You can't screw this up for Baker Mayfield. All right, you need to get this right. You got a chance here.
What if you have a great offensive coordinator?
Or the entire city of Cleveland and all Browns fans.
But what if you have a great,
screw it up for them.
But what if you have a great offensive coordinator, great quarterback coach? What if you have all those things in place?
What do you mean?
I'm saying, do you
have her so
No.
Oh,
I'm not
okay.
saying Condoleezza Rice.
Okay.
I'm saying in general.
Yeah.
If you say you can't screw up the quarterback, you got to put the quarterback in a good position. What if you've got a great offensive coordinator that works to the strengths of the quarterback?
You keep him rolling, but you need somebody in to keep the whole thing
rolling. Who do you think is the best offensive coordinator in the league? Or who's a really good one? Just name one.
Josh.
Okay. Josh McDaniels.
North Turner's done a nice job this year.
Josh McDaniels is in. North Turner. God.
Well, North's done a nice job this year.
Just wins, doesn't win at the right time of year.
Right.
if you put Josh McDaniels in Cleveland right now in the same role, offensive coordinator.
McVay.
Does it even matter who your head coach is? If the head coach says, Josh, you do your thing offensively.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It does?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Baker Mayfield is going to get held back by a bad head coach.
You got to bring it all together. You got to bring it all together every day too. Your meetings. You got to hold the attention. You got to hold the attention in the room. I told you this, man. I've been around some of the best. Parcells, obviously Belichick. I had Jimmy Johnson last year in Miami. Pete Carroll, had him for a couple years here. Pete has learned to do it the right way. And I know he's got some issues now, though. But Pete didn't hold a room the way the other three guys did. Never did. Never did. You could come in 5 minutes late. Well, Pete's going to
I heard you say last night. I heard you say last night. I've never heard you put it in such blunt terms before.
What's that?
We were both on Channel 7 last night, yeah. WHGH Sports Extra.
It's nice. It's nice to have TV with you.
Nice place. Right?
Yeah.
He said with Pete Carroll, we had no chance.
Yeah.
We had no shot.
Well, coming off, and we were talented. No chance. We were talented. We were talented. We went to the playoffs with Pete, but we weren't prepared like we were with Parcells. And then everybody was living off their high horse. You know, we had a lot of talent. And Parcells turned that all over to Pete. And then Pete just let the talent run the room. And then you had to split. Who's the coach? Who's GM? Who's Bobby Greer upstairs? Which guys are running up the back? Poor captainship. All that stuff. Nothing. Bad leadership all around.
Right.
But Pete figured it out when he went to SoCal and then took it to the next level and made that environment work. And I respect Pete for that. And I like Pete. But we didn't have a chance to win here.
Duff is in Gardner. He says he has the inside scoop on the Browns coach.
Great.
What's the inside scoop?
So the inside scoop is when he was back at NC State, there was a I got a friend on the team, and there was an unfortunate incident.
And who was it? And,
who are you talking about?
So it was Mike Sarge Riley. He sucks.
That was so much better than the one earlier.
That's good.
So much better.
Is that you out of Vegas?
See, that one I didn't see coming at all.
I didn't either.
The first one,
the
second the guy started talking earlier, I'm like, this is
That's
Sarge
brilliant, though. He got us
We're like two freaking owls.
Wait.
Who? Hey, whoa. Who? I got this guy doing
Mike Sarge Riley.
We're like two owls. Who? Sarge texted me today. He's so fired up today. Yeah, it's blowing up, baby. What's blowing up?
At least he now knows it ain't about him anymore.
What the fact
is? So it was Mike Sarge Riley. He sucks.
All right. Read and React is coming your way next. If you're on hold, stay put. We'll get back to your
calls. We'll get to your calls.
All right. Don't worry. Read and React.
Thanks for hanging.
Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics visit the Hornets tonight. Hornets have lost three of their last four games. They've also given up a ton of points in those three losses, over 110 of them in each of those three losses. Celtics will try and make it 4 out of 5 as they visit tonight. 7 o'clock tip. That means a 6:30 pregame with Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Patriots and Jets both coming off the bye week. They will face each other this Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Meanwhile, the Rams, and Chiefs will play the Monday night game tonight in Los Angeles. Game moved down to Mexico City due to poor field conditions there. Both teams 9-1 on the season. Another team is now 9-1. The New Orleans Saints, they beat the Eagles yesterday 48-7. Bruins scored twice inside the first 3 minutes to get the 2-1 win over the Coyotes Saturday night. They're off until Wednesday night when they visit the Red Wings. Headlines are brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels. Think you know sports? Bet on it. Details at sportsbookri.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Sola and Bertrand. Midday on 98.5. You can hear the podcast of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com. Here's Owen Beadle from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
I'm trying to read it here. Hold on.
And react.
Watch how fast air comes out of a football. It's amazing.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Have a good weekend, all right?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're up. What is up?
You're up.
What happened there?
Old intro.
I'm looking forward to beating that shark off.
Old intro right there. Flashback.
What's going on back there?
I don't know. formal sounding. All right, you ready for Read and React, guys?
Yes.
All right, here we go. We begin.
Yeah.
Read.
Yeah, whatever.
React.
Steelers come from behind to beat the Jaguars 2016. Ben Roethlisberger postgame on the Jags trash talking. There's a lot of trash talk with this game.
I don't get mad at myself when I throw interceptions because of the stats or anything like that. I get mad at myself because I feel like I let my guys down. They had a linebacker, number 50. We'll just use numbers so we don't say any names, that wanted to let me know every time I threw an interception. He found me and told me how many interceptions I threw. It's a little motivation, too. I had to win the game.
They make their feelings known. How did it feel for you to get the last laugh in this case?
Well, they're a really good defense. Like I said, they like to talk a lot before the game, during the game. But I'm carrying the game ball home.
I do like they're just counting the interceptions for him.
It's Telvin Smith. Boy, they talk smack. They talk smack the entire game.
Were they talking just for the game or like season totals? Because no, either one would be good.
Oh, I bet it's season totals. Season totals. Go into the game knowing the opposing quarterback's stats.
That's 24, Ben.
And then just throw it in his face.
That was 25.
Game, the entire game. That's great. I like that.
He couldn't. And Telvin Smith had great coverage on that tight end, too. He still ended up getting beat for the touchdown. That had to be. That had to make Ben feel good.
React.
Lions practice outside and then they get a win. It's unbelievable. 2019 over the Panthers, Carolina head coach Ron Rivera on the decision to go for two and the win after scoring late in the fourth quarter to pull within a point. They go for the tie here. They go for the win. Here's him talking about it.
Well, I think you go for two on the road to win the game. And that's what I did. At the end of the day, what's to say the coin toss is going to go in our favor? What's to say we're going to slap them? So why not go for two?
What about Graham's struggles earlier?
Well, he missed a couple kicks. I mean, that's all part of it. When I was going for the win, that's just the bottom line.
I understand that, but will someone please explain to me going for two on the road?
No. No, I mean, like, I think it's all about the situation. Does the situation dictate that? Like, Mike Vrabel, brand new team. I'm trying to get this team going. We're in a weird spot here. We're in London. We haven't played real well in this game, but we're moving on offense.
I don't get.
We score. We're going for two to win it and get the hell out of here.
Here's the thing. I don't get doing it on the road, and I don't get doing it when you're the better team.
This guy, yeah.
Like, if you believe you're the better team going in,
yes.
That to me is more important where you say, hey, we're the better team here. We play for overtime. We're going to win the damn game.
You're a former really good defensive coordinator. You got your gig in this league because you were a great defensive coordinator. It's why you're a head coach now. Your defense is led by Luke Kuechly. You got a great front. Why wouldn't you think you'd stop him? You know I mean, don't, like, I don't give a care. We'll
you're
kick
the
it
better
away.
Team.
We'll shut their ass down.
If it's you're almost the better like team, you don't do that.
Didn't Burr say they're the best well-rounded team? Best team in the league? Most rounded team?
He says a lot of silly things.
He does.
But it was also
a football guy.
It's like a college football mentality. It's like, you got to get this road win here. Help it. Yeah. No, just do whatever you have to do to win the game. You don't think you could have gotten it and stopped and then scored? You don't think you can't stop it? No, we're on the road. We're going to go for the win. All right. I still don't get it.
Read.
So I asked you the question. World.
React.
The Raiders won in Arizona. 23-21. CBS cameras picked up John Gruden and Derek Carr getting into it. A couple of times during the game. So Derek Carr was asked about it at the postgame. Here's what he said.
You know, it's funny, man. You know, I'm surprised it's the first time that they caught us. It's not.
Oh, so this has been ongoing.
Wow.
You're just fighting with your
head coach. I'm surprised. You guys are just catching on to this, huh?
every single day.
It's not the first time him and I have been that way. We're both very fiery. A lot of people don't see that in me, right, all the time. But we're both very fiery, both very competitive, minor disagreement on something. And the beautiful thing is when we do that, it's never like a demeaning thing or pointing a finger. It's just we're both yelling the same kind of thing almost, you know. And let's just, all right, well, let's fix it, you know, that kind of a deal, you know. And it was, again, it's not the first time. I doubt it'll be the last time, but everything's good, I promise. We hugged about it. No, I'm just messing with you.
I fight with my head coach all the time.
What's the future of Derek Carr in Oakland?
He ain't going anywhere with that contract.
How do you know?
You can't move him.
How do you know? You can move him.
Yeah.
You can move him.
Who wants him?
Maybe Jacksonville?
Ooh, that'd be a good spot for
him. Just saying.
Oh. Giants?
Oh. Sure. Giants? Good one.
Giants are really good.
There are teams that would trade for him. I don't see that working out there. There was also a report yesterday that someone grabbed John Gruden by the neck.
Yes.
On the sideline, there's no video evidence of that.
No,
I'd like
but
to see that tape.
One of the assistants had to, like, somehow separate them or something.
Yes. Carr.
No, it was like Gruden got grabbed by the neck.
Yeah, by Carr, I thought of something.
No.
I saw scrolling through
Twitter. Nope,
that's not. Lee Smith, the tight end.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, that Lee Smith had to grab him by the neck to get him away. I'd like to see that tape.
Read.
What?
React.
All right, moving. Bears beat the Vikings 25-20 on Sunday night. Wait a second. Didn't somebody say the Vikings were going to win that outright?
That would be me.
Okay. All right. Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer was asked about his team's issues protecting the football. Coach?
Mike, it seems to be the things that you keep preaching, like protecting the football and some of the same mistakes that are happening over and over. Is that a concern or a frustration for you?
Yeah, it's definitely a concern. You know, either they're not listening or they're not paying attention or they don't really care. So we'll have to find out which one of the three it is.
Wow. Wow. Wouldn't that be on him for not getting through to his players?
It'd be nice to be catching his team at the right time, right?
Certainly with the first part.
You know, either they're not listening or...
Okay, that's on the coach.
Not paying attention or...
Also on the coach.
They don't really care. So.
Actually, all three on the coach. Listening, paying attention, or not caring. I'm going to go coaching on that one.
Boy, this is a team that's really trending in the right direction the last couple of years. Yeah, starting to play hard and miss that kick. Wasn't it against like the Seattle or something in one of the playoff games? Guy missed a chip shot, extra point.
Aren't the first two home. Sort of the same thing? Not
they really respond last year. Yeah.
Paying attention.
Yeah.
It was sort of the same thing.
Yeah. Although you can't coach care, so maybe it'll take him off the
what's
hook
your question?
On the third one.
Yeah.
What's your question again?
Keep preaching, like protecting the football and some of the same mistakes that are happening over and over. Is that a concern? Or?
No, I'm not concerned. It's fine. Well, this too shall pass.
Three. 1776. React.
That's it for Read and React.
I saw people posting out on Facebook over the weekend. Heading out, Playbill, going to see the play.
Hashtag
1776. 1776.
Well, you're just against any
play. Stupid hat.
You're just against any play, period.
They tell me, I'll sit there and watch it three times. I want to go see it three times. That's stupid. So stupid.
Okay.
Is that something you would like to do?
I'd go see it.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh, so you got 3 hours to kill, like tomorrow night or something? That's something you do?
I'd love to have 3 hours to kill.
Yes.
I'd love to have tickets.
Nor do I.
By the way,
right.
I got a tweet or an email from a listener, maybe both, last week after we talked about that. And I said, Brady can afford it because tickets are hundreds of dollars. The guy emailed and said, actually, no, you're a little low on that. Tickets are in the thousands of dollars for that show.
Serious?
Yes. Yes, the tickets are hard to get, and then on top of it, on the secondary market, they go for ridiculous money.
You're not even seeing it in New York.
Think that matters.
Yeah, it sure does. Going to Broadway? Oh my god.
Oh, well, you walked out. You couldn't even handle a Broadway play.
Right. I thought it was over. I swear to God.
Well, it wasn't over. It was just intermission. It wasn't over. Okay. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number for you. Quick mention on the Celtics coming up next, and also we'll get back to your calls on football.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zoe and Beetle at Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub and online at 98.5thesportshub.com.
Catch any of that Celtics game Friday night, so?
No. Friday night?
No.
Jim, you?
Yeah. Yeah, Friday night.
Yeah.
That was a good game.
That one.
Really good game.
That one held up as what we thought it would be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? You got treated to a great game on Friday night. Celtics and Raptors taking it to OT. Celtics get the 123-116 win. And that one was building on what they did Wednesday against Chicago. Right? Coming back home was good. They got a couple of wins in a row. And then Saturday, they completely fall apart and the win streak dies with their game against Utah. That sucked.
It's twice the Jazz have gotten them, right?
Now they're back on the road. Now they go back on the road. They're, tonight, they've got Charlotte.
What are they overall? 9-7?
But.
Yeah, they were going to remember that. They were going to remember that.
Eesh.
They weren't going to forget that.
Thank you.
50.
Thank you. What happened to all that? What happened to that crap? Huh?
Nothing. Scary.
So, anyway, to go back to where they're at, they got four games this week, which I consider a good thing. Four games, despite three of them being on the road. They've got Charlotte tonight. They've got the Knicks at home on Wednesday. And then they play Friday, Saturday again, back-to-back Atlanta-Dallas. That's going to be challenging, back-to-back on the road. And Kyrie Irving sort of said on Saturday that they've got to figure out how to play back-to-back 48 minutes, you know, two nights in a row type of thing that they're not capable of doing at the moment.
They should go 3-1 on that stretch. Minimum.
You would hope.
Yeah.
You would
it's
hope.
Almost like a get-right week. As much as we look at the Patriots with the Jets, thinking, okay, it's get-right week. Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, if you count it, they've actually got five games between now and next Monday. They got five games in 8 days is what they have.
I'm going to talk to Coach Wednesday. So Wednesday will be travel day for them, though, right?
No, they'll be in New York on Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. Duh.
They'll be in New York on Wednesday for the game against the Knicks. But not a fan of them losing on Saturday after winning on Friday. Friday was a good win, though. Friday gives you hope, not only because of the fact that it's a good team and a good opponent, but Gordon Hayward is now, I think, finding his groove, if you will. It feels like Gordon Hayward hadn't had a night like he had on Friday in a very long time.
Young kid's okay with it?
Given the injury, yeah. Given what he dealt with last year, the rehab. And I don't think we've seen Gordon Hayward, because we saw so little of him last year, feel the way he probably felt on Friday night at any point in a Celtics uniform. Is that safe to say? I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Like, he never had a night like he did Friday in a Celtics uniform yet.
And it was still Kyrie's night.
Still was Kyrie's night.
Still Kyrie's team.
Is that sort of a good thing? Like,
they
can
both
have
thrive at the same time?
Right. Big development out of that game. Because just based on the way, you know, he sort of carried himself and the success he had on the court in that game Friday night and post game, he sounded pretty excited about the night that he had and being back and sort of, you know, feeling it. He was feeling it. 39 minutes, 15 points for Gordon Hayward. 43 points. Great performance from Kyrie.
For Hayward, though, it was like it seemed like all his meaningful contributions came at the end. He had a couple of nice steals, a couple of takeaways, a couple of timely rebounds throughout the course of the game. But it was at the end when he hit his jumper and hit the free throw.
You go to the game, Hardy?
I was at the game on Friday.
Yeah, you were? So you ended up going, didn't you?
I did.
Were you sitting there? Sweet?
I did end up going. Yeah, yeah. You know.
Did you see Felger there?
You said it was really loud.
You see Felger on Saturday? Did you guys catch that?
Yeah.
I saw him on the Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, down in the
NBC, old court, NBC Sports Boston tickets?
Courtside seats. I don't think so. I think those are from the team.
From the team?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
When I've sat down
there. Well, they speak so highly.
When I've sat down there, I get them from the team.
They speak so highly of the team, you know? It's nice to get those tickets.
That's what happens when you get stuff from the team, right?
Yeah.
No, you're in the bag for them. You're in the bag for them.
That's right. Hey.
No, the Celtics aren't like that.
Never trust those team broadcasts.
The Celtics are very good to us.
Right.
Very, very good to us.
We should do a show trip. This kid under the bucket. Look at him over there. Louth wears. What'd you wear? Your tank top with a t-shirt under it? A little. You and your little.
I don't wear jerseys anymore, so.
You would. You're such a green. You're such a green kid.
What if we got you one?
Yeah.
Would you wear it?
No.
Sure. We're John Hanna.
I've never been the good.
We're John Hanna.
What if it was
you
a Larry
John
Bird
Hanna's
jersey? What if it was a Larry Bird jersey?
I've never been a good shape for a basketball jersey.
No, neither have I. What if it's a Bird one?
What if we get you a really tight Larry Bird one?
No.
Not stitched. Larry Bird stitched. No. Like authentic stitched Bird.
You're being a jerk now.
Why?
That'd be a nice gift and you wouldn't even wear it.
What about like a nice wool winter Bird jersey?
Ooh.
Hockey sweater is more my style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Football jerseys.
Yes.
Exactly. You still wear a football jersey.
Kevin Smith style. It's a lot of layers.
I would still wear a football jersey.
65.
I think.
But, I haven't worn one in a long time.
But it wouldn't
time.
Be of a current player. I'd have to wear like a former player.
Remember a Patriots game day, he would always wear the John Hanna one?
Yes. That was before even Beatles time. That was a long time
I remember
ago.
That. I still remember
Jim
that, though.
His work boots on, his yellow work boots.
I still worked at the station, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like I was completely out of the loop on what was going on those days. 617-779-0985.
Right.
So, hey, 5 games, 8 days. Let's see what the Celtics are made of here. It's a big test here this next week. Gordon Hayward trending up. Trending up. Kyrie trending up. Hey, T-Bone, do we have that sound of Kyrie by any shot? Any chance? Get some interesting comments about Brad Stevens as well. Talking about his great basketball mind and the relationship of years to come,
Well, our relationship is growing every single day. So I think that, you know, he's such an intelligent basketball mind. So I give him his space and then as well as who I am as a player and what I can do out there on the floor to create and generate offense and defense. He gives me my space as well. So I just think that's just a mutual respect there. So if he sees something, I'm going with him. If I see something, you know, he's going with it as well as the rest of the team. So, you know, it's just been an ongoing, you know, growing relationship, which I'm appreciative for the next few years to come.
The Celtics.
Years to come. Thank you to NBC Sports Boston for that sound, because I don't know where our people were to grab that on Friday. They didn't get it.
Why do we always have the music bumping with basketball?
That's not our
basketball
music.
Interviews?
That's not our music. That's not from us. I just saw
But I mean, like the Jaylen Brown one from a week ago was like boom, 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 boom. You know,
I'll tell you why, because it kind of keeps it moving a little bit when you put sound under clips when you're doing a TV production. It works.
It's distracting.
Maybe on radio, because all we have is audio.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. Just ask.
He's really selling us on the years to come thing, though, isn't he? Really is. Guys had a really strong change of heart.
Knee feels good.
Sucking up to the Knicks in the offseason to now all of a sudden talking about the years to come here in Boston. What changed there? Something changed. We're going to be asking that question all year long. What happened behind the scenes?
As long as he doesn't miss like 5-game stretch or something, you know, he'd be all right.
617-779-0985. Why don't we do this? Get to headlines, no commercials, and then we'll go right to the phones. Cool?
Ooh, it's 2 phones.
All right, we'll do it next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.